One of the big differences between what we preach in our church and what is mostly proclaimed in Christendom is we emphasize being more than doing. What you are is more important than what you do. What you are before the Lord is more important than what you do for the Lord. Whereas if you look at what most Christian churches and preachers emphasize, it's what you're doing for the Lord. And people ask, what are you doing for the Lord? Well, I say, I want to be something first. And the reason we emphasize that is because of a word which I think I've never heard anyone speak on this, Acts 1 verse 1. But we've emphasized it constantly, Acts 1 verse 1. Jesus began to do and teach. He did in his life first, then he taught others. So he was something, and then he did serve others. So life came before service. If you emphasize service, or if that is primary in your mind, you will always end up as a hypocrite. Remember this. Because you will first, and you'll become very proud. You'll be proud of what you do for the Lord. And you know, the secular world around us is full of people who have accomplished something. We don't find people being praised for their character in the world around. People are praised for what they accomplish. Scientists have accomplished something, or people who went to the moon accomplished something. How they lived with their wives at home, how they brought up their children, we don't even know. It's not important. They went to the moon. They broke the world record in the 100 meters or the marathon. It's all accomplishments of the sports world, the political world. They led the great countries, or they were presidents or leaders. Every field you look at, science, sport, anywhere, it's accomplishment. What you do, what you do, what you do. And even in the Christian world, what have people done? People have written books and they've traveled here and they've preached to so many people and brought so many people to Christ. It's always accomplishment. And yet there's no record in the Gospels about how many people Jesus brought to salvation. No record. No total kept by the Holy Spirit. No total kept by the Holy Spirit of how many miles Jesus traveled. What Jesus did in terms of service was not primarily. Of course, he served more than anybody else. But what he was. So when it says what Jesus began to do, it's referring to his life. And then teach was a service for others. So that's why we emphasize that from our life comes our service. Because Jesus said, from the innermost being, the rivers of living water will flow. And what the first verse of Acts of the Apostles, this book was written by Luke, the same person who wrote the Gospel of Luke. And we know that because he refers to Theophilus in the first verse in Luke also. And he says, the first account I composed, Theophilus, which is Luke's gospel. The sum of Luke's gospel, the title of Luke's gospel given by Luke himself is, here it is, all that Jesus began to do and teach. That is Luke's gospel. So if you understand that, then what is Acts of the Apostles? Acts of the Apostles is what Jesus continued to do and teach through his spiritual body. That is what he did and taught through his physical body. In Acts of the Apostles is what he did and taught through his spiritual body. And in the last 2,000 years, Jesus continues to do and to teach through his body, the church. And that's what we have seen, that the church is the body of Christ. The church is not a building. Those of you who have accepted Christ as your Lord, You are part of the body of Christ. And the Lord wants to do and teach others through you. You may not be a big teacher or preacher, but you can teach your children. You can teach some other person younger than you. Every one of us can teach somebody else. Even a kindergarten child can teach somebody in the slums who does not know ABC or that CAT is CAT. So there's nobody who says, I'm too young or too inexperienced to teach. You all know something more about Jesus than somebody around you. Not only than somebody, than many people around you. Every one of you sitting here, I can say, you know, your new children, you know a lot more about Jesus than people in your school. We all know more about Jesus Christ and about God than many, many people around us. And our calling is to, first of all, be something before them by our life, behavior. And then as you get opportunity to share with them what we know about Jesus Christ, how we changed our lives, our testimony, first of all, even if we can't preach from the Bible. So think of this. Jesus is continuing to live and to teach others through us. I hope he's doing that through you. First of all, in your own home, the way you live with your husband, your wife, your parents, the way you conduct yourself before your children. That's where Jesus wants to live a life through you and then teach your children. Teach others around you. Please be gripped by this. I know it changed my life completely when I was gripped by this, that God's primary calling was not for me to travel here and there, but to be something. To be something in my home first, to my wife and children, and then to teach that to others. And that's brought such a balance in my life. If you only serve and serve and serve, you'll get imbalanced and you'll become a hypocrite after a while. You'll get a name for doing things. You know, a lot of you serve in CFC in many ways. Yeah, great. So many departments in CFC that keep this work going, and many of you have a part in it, and you can be proud of that. But if you're not living a life in your home, what's the use? You're teaching, you're doing something, but you're not actually living that life at home. That's what you need to repent of.